Sorry.
Great start.
Yeah, it's good coffee, dude.
Great start.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Whiskey One Tap podcast. I'm your host, Whiskey, and joining with me today are my co-host, Mikey.
Hello.
And Uni.
Hey.
Now, if you like our content and enjoy what we do, follow our Instagram page at Whiskey One Tap for future updates on the podcast, as well as what we're doing with our personal lives. Mikey, you just kind of quite recently got back from vacation.
Is that true? I did, yes.
Yeah, tell us, how did that go? I'm curious.
Well, it went pretty good. I went to Florida, to Destin, Florida with my family, with my dad and stepmom, because my stepmom wanted to go to, she wanted to go to the beach for her birthday. And her birthday and my birthday just happened to be like one after the other, so we just kind of went with it and went to Florida and just kind of hung out over there, went to the beach, went to a lot of like really cool tourist places over there. It was really nice. Florida's a really nice time at this time of year, and it's like a really good place in Destin because since it's like a very tourist oriented place and it's like near the beach and stuff, like the coronavirus or whatever, it hasn't like impacted the place as much as it like in other places. So it was actually a really nice experience to go over there.
Okay. Nice. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I went to Oregon, which, yeah.
That's like on the west side of the country.
Yeah? Yes, it is, yeah.
For those of who can't read a map.
A little bit on the overly northwest part of the U.S., yeah.
Nice. Anything interesting happened while you were there?
Well, I went to Oregon to hang out with a couple friends that I've known from, like, online and stuff like that, and I went over there, we had fun. We smoked a bit, we hung out, you know, and I got arrested.
You got arrested.
I would
love to hear this. I already know generally some of the story
here.
So I know how this is gonna go.
A fucking criminal over here, okay. Came back out of the joint, tattoos on his neck, you know.
I tattooed my name on the back of my forehead, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I have like a flame tattoo coming from like in my wrist, just like, don't mess with me.
Yeah.
You have the tear under your eye.
Yeah. So what happened, It was Sunday night, and I was supposed to come back home Monday morning, like at 12:30 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having fun, so I didn't want to come back. So I was already feeling like a little bit anxious, like, dang,
oh, no.
I come back on Monday, I have to go back to school next week, I'm going to be all alone in my city because my family is moving out. I'm anxious as heck, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to drink a little.
Oh, no.
Only thing that a little became a lot.
Oh,
so,
no.
Six, like 15 or 17 shots of vodka later.
Oh, no.
I am drunk as, like, I'm wasted. I'm gone. Like, James knows because I called him.
Yeah, drunk. You called me while I was at work. You're like, hey, I got arrested last night. I'm like,
I called him while he was at work, all drunk, like, hey, man, you're a good friend. You know, just your typical drunk people shit. So I fell asleep, and I woke up the next morning, like at 6 in the morning, and I'm like a little bit hungover and stuff. And I tried to call James to apologize, but he wouldn't answer, and I tried to call another friend that I called, and they didn't answer either. So my phone died, and I look outside the window, and I'm like, huh. It feels really nice outside. It's windy and it's like really nice. It's not hot, but it's not warm. It's not like cold. It's just the perfect walking like weather. So okay. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna take a walk without my phone or anything. You know, without my wallet, without my phone, without anything. So, because I mean, the bridge was like literally right next to the house. So I'm like, huh? If I take a walk to the bridge, I'll be okay. I'll make it. I won't die.
So you walked on this bridge, like
there's like a little, like there's a bridge that connects the houses to like the main highway or stuff like that. So it was like, you know what, the bridge is literally like literally right next to the house. So, you know, a 2-minute walk to the bridge won't hurt. So I walked out the back door. I left my phone, everything, my ID, everything. I left it in the house, and I'm like walking on the
Oh.
bridge, and yeah, and I'm walking on the bridge and stuff. Cars are coming, driving past me, and I'm like, I'm just ignoring it because I'm like, whatever, I don't care. Next thing I realize, I'm in the middle of the street.
Oh no.
I'm like walking in the middle of the street. I turned around and I just kind of I just nailed myself down into that spot. Like I couldn't move. I don't know. I guess I freaked out or something. I was like set in stone there. I was not moving. And then a car was coming straight for me, and I'm like, oh fuck.
This is the end.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So I'm like, oh, here we go, boys. I'm going down. So I just kind of, so subconsciously, I just kind of accepted my, I won't lie, subconsciously, I just kind of accepted my fate, and I was like, just get it over with. Just, hit me like a ping pong ball. Let's do this shit.
Oh my God.
So the lady stops, right in front of me, and she's like, hey, you okay? And I'm like, no, yeah, I'm just, I freaked out. I'm like, I'm here, trying to, construct words in any way possible. I'm like, no. I'm fine, man. I'm taking a walk, you know. That's all. Are you sure? Are you having a bad day? Are you okay? Do we need to talk about it? I'm like, no. I'm okay. No, I just, I, you know, it's just, I'm really anxious, and I just needed a walk. It's like, hey, it's okay. I can just park right here in front, and right on the side, and we can just sit down and talk about it. I'm like, dude. I honestly didn't give a fuck at that point. So I was
Yeah.
just like, no, yeah, that's fine. Just whatever. Do whatever you want, man. So she just drives up to the side and parks next to me and walks out the car. And I see her talking on the phone, and I'm like, okay, she's calling the cops on me, and I can't have
Oh
that. And I'm like, I can't have that because I'm 19. I just got drunk last night. I'm not supposed to be doing that. So yeah, I ain't trying to get arrested in a whole different state.
no.
So I told her, like, hey, ma'am, please don't call the cops. Please. And she's like, no, I'm just calling my boss to make sure that he knows I'm gonna be a little bit late. And I'm like,
Oh no. No.
and I'm like, oh, that's so, I mean, I knew, part of me knew she was lying. The other part of me was like, oh, that's so nice of her.
Fuck's
That was
sake.
drunk you talking.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's so nice of her. So we sat down on the side of the road, and I'm like, I'm starting to spill my heart out to this person for some reason. I'm like, oh man, you know, it's just been really hard. I'm really anxious. I don't want to leave, you know. I want to stay here. It's just hard, man. And she's like, oh yeah, just kind of, in a way, trying to just comfort me, I guess. I don't know. So then all of a sudden, an officer walks in out of nowhere into my field of vision. And she goes, hey, I'm officer, I think her name was Kelsey, I don't remember. But she was like, I'm officer, forget her name will be Officer Kelsey for this situation. Because I don't know. Officer Kelsey just walks in, and she was like, hey, is everything okay? I'm Officer Kelsey, is everything okay? I'm like, I freaked out. I'm like, oh, fuck. I just kind of looked to the side, I gave her that look of you snitched on me. So Officer Kelsey's like, oh, is everything okay here? We got multiple calls that there was someone trying to jump in traffic. And we just drove up here to make sure everything was okay. And I'm like, no. And I freaked out. I'm like, no, man. Yeah, no, it's a lot. It was me. I was just having out for a walk, and, you know, shit just kind of happened, and blah, blah, blah. I just give her that whole story again. And she's like, okay, just took my information, took my name, asked me where I was coming from. I told her, no, I have a trip today. I was just out for a walk. I'm supposed to go back home today. My friends literally live not even 100 feet from here. Literally live right next here. And she's like, okay. And just taking all that information. And all of a sudden she asked me to stand up. And I'm like, yes, I did it. I got out of it. All they're gonna do is just probably just escort me back to the house. I'm gonna be like, hey, you lost one, you know? We found one. Take him back in, and then I would just have to explain to my friends and whatever. But all of a sudden, I'm standing up, and she goes, she grabs my hand, the cop grabs my hand. They're like,
No.
no, yeah, the cop comes to my right side, and the other officer, comes to my left side, and I'm like, okay, they're probably just gonna escort me or whatever, because I told them I was legally blind or whatever the heck. And And then all of a sudden the lady starts like moving her head, like my hands to my back, and she was like, "We're just gonna put your hands to your back." And next thing I know, I'm in handcuffs.
No, fuck.
Next thing I know, I'm in handcuffs, and I'm like, "See, it's one thing when you're like drunk and you're getting like questioned by someone or like just hungover, because I wasn't really like drunk. I was just like kind of hungover, but it wasn't even that bad. Because I came to realize I'm pretty tolerant to this sort of shit. But once the handcuffs came on, anything that I had that was keeping me from thinking not straight, it just came out like out of my booty hole real quick. And
No.
it was like I was sober instantly. Because
Oh
I was like, oh,
yeah. That'll sober you up.
oh, God.
Damn, man. Is that all?
Did you feel any different coming out of the joint?
No, my phone fell out. My bad. I was saying, instant soberness. Like, I had never thought more straight in my life at that point. I was like, oh fuck, I don't have my phone on me. I have a flight to catch in like a couple hours. If this doesn't happen quick, I'm gonna like be stuck here in Oregon until I can pay for another trip back home. You know, shit's about to hit the fan. So they're walking me to the car. She doesn't even read me my Miranda rights, but I'm guessing because I wasn't really arrested, I was just more detained. She didn't really have to, but it was just kind of something I was thinking of at the time. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Am I in trouble? Like, I'm like, hey, I didn't do anything bad. And so she goes like, no, you're okay, dude, you're okay, but like, we're just gonna take you to the hospital because we need to get you checked out so that you don't hurt yourself or anyone else. And I'm like, but I wasn't gonna hurt anyone. She's like, it's okay, it's just regulation. We need to do it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. She asked me, oh, do you have anything you can poke, stick me, or stab me with? And I'm like, no, I mean, you can check my pockets. So she just puts me back in the car. I broke down for a second. I'm like, please, I'm
Oh my
like,
god, he's like, I'm going to the slammer, dude. I don't want to go.
Yeah, I'm like, please, come on, like, I didn't mean to. I was just scared. I just want to leave, man. I want to go back home. She's like, it's okay, man. Like, I can't promise you what's gonna happen, but we'll do the best we can to
No.
get you out of there. Yeah. She's like ignoring me half of the trip, by the way. It's most of the time she's like giving calls in the like police radio and shit. I'm like, hey, like, man, and she's just like, okay, one
Suspects in my
second, one
car.
second. Yeah, no, yeah, literally. And but yeah, they take me to the hospital and shit. They ask me to like pee in a cup and they take my blood and whatever. And they put me in this one room, and I swear to God, it felt like I was in a ment like I felt like I was in a mental hospital. I thought like I was a psychopath of a patient because I was literally sitting there, and they left me there waiting for like an hour and a half for the doctor, and I felt like I was so anxious. I literally felt like a psychopath. I was walking around the room like, fuck, I really don't fuck this time.
Jesus
And
Christ.
no, yeah. At one point I just like took a breath and I was like, okay, you know what? I want to get out of here as soon as possible.
Looks like
Best
we got
thing
to
I
come up
can
with some escape plan now.
do. No, yeah,
Through the
at that
window.
point, yeah, honest, no, there was any windows. There wasn't any windows at all. It was just like a really
Shit, they
closed
were
off room.
prepared.
Yeah, they knew. They knew the psychopath they were dealing with. I just took a breath and I was like, you know what? The only way I'm gonna get out of here in time is by just giving them everything they want or just telling them what they want to hear. So I just kind of started like, just letting them hear what they wanted to hear. Like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm not gonna do this shit again. I promise. I'm cool. Like, I'll see whatever doctor I need to. Blah blah blah. I just kind of agreed with them or whatever. Just basically called myself a retard in front of them just because they
Have you been
wanted to hear
drinking? Yes. Are you underage? Yes. Where do you live? Yes.
it. Yeah, basically. So then later on, the doctor just goes here, like, yeah, all we found was just really high alcohol level, so I knew. And we're just gonna, for now, since you have a flight to catch, we're just gonna let you go. Just be more careful, blah, blah, blah. My friend
You
came
got
to pick me up.
fucking lucky, dude.
Yeah, my friend came to pick me up. They were really upset with me. And yeah, I just flew back home. That's pretty much it.
Jesus Christ. Dude.
Yeah. Apparently they wanted to keep me for like 2 weeks or even put me like in a mental hospital or
What did
something
they
like
think
that.
when you got back? Like,
Who?
didn't you say you were with friends when you were in Oregon? Or, like, where did you stay? Did you
Yeah,
stay with them?
no, I was, yeah, I was with friends when, well, my friends came to pick me up at the hospital.
Okay, what did they think? What did they say?
They were like, "What the fuck did you do, dude?" Because they were
Went to
like,
pick you up at the pound.
yeah,
What
basically.
damage could a blind guy do?
Dude, yeah, like, no, because, like, my friend told me, dude, literally all I did was wake up and your phone was there and you were nowhere to be found. And all of a
No.
sudden, two cops knock on the door saying, yeah, your friend tried to, like, your friend jumped in the middle of traffic.
Oh
You gotta go
Shit,
pick
we
him up.
lost him. We ran
You gotta,
away.
yeah, like, you gotta come pick him up at the hospital. So my friends over there freaking out and shit. And, yeah, my friends were not happy about it, but they were cool about it. They
But
understand
they were
it.
like online friends or whatever. Dude, you should have told me. We
Jesus
could have gotten them on the
Christ.
podcast and then.
Yeah, they're not talking to me right now. They're kind of upset.
Oh my God. Nothing happened to them. They were just scared.
Yeah, but they don't
Jesus
understand that. They're
Christ.
still upset about it. But anyways,
Right.
like,
They
I
lost
thought
their friend too.
that would be like an oh shit, but like looking back at it, I would be like, that was fucking funny.
Honestly, yeah, no. So yeah, I got arrested for quote unquote trying to kill myself, apparently.
I honestly, you were just out for a nice walk, but I mean, like, I understand it can be difficult to like know where you're going because of your visual impairment. So like, I mean, definitely be careful because like you just kind of it could have been you as well, like being drunk, like impaired your surroundings, so you didn't know where you were at the time, and then when you finally snap back into reality, you're like, oh, I'm in the middle of the road, and there's a fucking car coming right for me.
So yeah, no, like, I mean, part of me, okay, see, because that's this thing, part of me knew what was happening, but other part of me just kind of ignored it, you know? So you could say that it was all like I was all doing everything on purpose, but it's hard to tell. Like, it happened. Like, I was doing it on purpose, but I also wasn't. It was just confusing, man.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just don't understand why the handcuffs, though. Like, I get it, but it's like I feel like if someone's trying to kill themselves, and you put them in, and they're already like in distress and all that kind of shit, if I feel like putting them in handcuffs and in the back of the cop car, it's not really gonna help them out to feel any better.
Yeah.
I don't. At least I don't think so. It didn't make me feel any better. Definitely. So,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just the whole experience. It was just the whole thing.
Damn.
So now.
Jesus Christ.
Apparently now I'm a psychopath. A
Yeah, like if
suicidal
you
one
go
at
into Oregon,
that.
like the airport's just gonna be like, hey, so this guy's coming in and back into the state. Just keep an eye on him, you know?
No, dude, honestly. No, like I said, they wanted to keep me. Like, they wanted to keep me for, like, I think at least for a good while. They wanted to keep me in the hospital to keep check on me and whatever.
Yeah, and then your
I
bill
honestly.
goes to fucking the thousands.
Yeah, I honestly had the paperwork they gave me, but I lost it in the plane at some point, taking out my phone out of my backpack. So, I don't know, but it's like, yeah, I got really lucky.
Jesus.
The plane ride saved my ass.
Damn, dude.
So yeah, that happened.
Wow.
Well, that
That's
is a wild
a
story.
handful.
Yeah, while you guys were all drinking coffee in your houses, I was just out there getting arrested.
Yeah. No,
Yeah,
I
out
mean,
somewhere.
and you know, I've spoke this about like on last week's podcast, but no, like my trip to Minnesota, you probably didn't hear it. I'll sum it up because a lot of people probably already heard of it if you've listened to the last episode. But I had a 12-hour drive to Minnesota from Michigan. I left like at 6 o'clock right after work. Brought an extra change of clothes to get on my uniform, and then just started hauling. I rolled down all my windows, like turn the music like loud, and then just went down the highway. It was a really good time. Up until I got to Iowa on a Tuesday at 12 to 1 a.m. And so I get there and I'm looking for a hotel, and I find one around like something falls, like Great Falls or something like that. It's like around the center of Iowa. If you know anything about Iowa, it's mainly just fields and shit. It's just a two-lane road of a highway, and then you look to your left, there's just fields and crops. You look to your right, there's more fields and fucking crops. Very open. And so I finally stop, go into the hotel. I'm like, "Hey, you guys have any room? I was just hoping to check into a place tonight." And they're like, "No, we're stocked actually." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I go to the next one down the road, and they're like, "No, we're stocked ourselves." I'm like, "Okay." So I go to the one next door, and they're like, "Oh no, we're packed." I'm like, "Why is everybody packed? What's going on?" And they're like, "Well, yesterday we just had a horrible storm blow by. You know, some people's houses got destroyed. You know, a lot of their crops. Like, you can look from on NASA's pictures of Iowa, and you just see this huge circle of all these crops just torn down and everything. You know, people lost power and shit all around, and they just decided to go to hotel rooms and everything. And I basically slept in my car that night. I called Mikey that night actually.
Yeah, he did.
I'm like, "Hey, so I'm kind of roughing it out here." I show him around. I'm like, "This is my bed. I'm in my back seat." I'm like, "This is my pillow," and it's just this rolled up
Wow.
like
Living
fucking.
in luxury
It was
over there.
interesting, you know. And you know, it was like really hot that night, and then you know, I got maybe 2 hours of sleep that night. I woke up just fucking freezing cold. Like, I was worried I was gonna wake up and then some fucker is gonna be at my window trying to open my door,
Hello.
like just staring at me like, "I see you,
Just like, let
I
me
see
cuddle
you."
with you, boo.
Yeah, no, I'm good. But then, you know, that morning I just went to get coffee, and I was awake. But you know, when I got to Minnesota, I went with a couple friends to the Mall of America that week. We went on the roller coasters, which was pretty cool. The best part of that night was we went to Margaritaville, and we just drank a hell of a lot of margaritas that night.
Oh, dude, I would have gone with you guys. You don't tell me this shit. I'm sad.
Oh, well, hey, we went to
Oh, come
Margaritaville, just so you
on,
know.
man. No, I'm just kidding. I'm all the way here in Canada. Rip.
We
You're not
should.
that far. Canada's not that far from Minnesota, actually. Like, I
Yeah,
mean,
no, it's not
yeah,
far from
like,
Michigan.
yeah, it's not far from Michigan. Like, the border of Canada is not that far from Michigan at all.
Well, when I get a car and finish like my driver's exams, then I'll think
Ooh,
about it.
bet.
Borders need to open too.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah, it'd be like that. Yeah.
No, it was a really fun time though. But Uni, what have you been up to?
Me, I've been doing absolutely nothing,
You've been loving
mostly.
your animals,
Yeah,
your
there you
cats,
go.
your birds.
No, I just did like my inscription for school, and I'm gonna go pay for it next week. And just chilling, really. I've been playing a lot of GTA with my friends.
It's cool.
That's
It's cool.
cool. That's cool.
I don't
Yeah,
go
I
on
started
GTA
with.
anymore.
Me neither.
Damn. But
I
I
still have it, but
recently, shit, I'm the only one going on GTA now. Damn.
No,
pretty
like I still
much.
have it. I just don't play it as much because I don't have a link. Like, well, now I know that you play it, but I don't really have a lot of people that play it. So like, it's basically just been gathering dust.
Yeah, no, I've got like, my little friends group here, and like we're all absolute dickheads to each other, but like it's a consensual dickheadness. Like that made no sense. No, but, I don't know. We've been doing like a lot of GTA races, and we usually put like the guns on when we race, and the proximity mines, and the grenades, and yeah, we're mean. We're very
Dang.
mean.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah,
Yeah.
I started school next week too, so yay, school, right? Fun.
Ooh, look at that.
Then
He
we'll have
gets
James
full.
here. Yeah, and then we have James here, who's the grandpa that just works.
Grandpa?
Yeah, it's me.
Just works. He just
Yeah.
works, man.
Speaking of school, I don't know how my school's gonna go. Because, like, I mean, I called to see like how it was gonna be this year, but the lady, like the secretary, was just like, "No, no, no, you don't come here. Okay, you gotta go online and go here, here, and here, and then send an email and fill up your inscription." And I was like, "Okay." And then she hung up on me. So I went online and I sent the email with my birth certificate and my stuff like that to the school, and I filled up the inscription, and there is no way for me to like actually pay for it on the website. So yeah. I'm guessing I need to go there, but why would I go there if I need to do the inscription online? It just didn't make sense. So now I don't know if my school is going to be online this year or if I have to like physically go there for my classes every day. Because she just kind of hung up on me too fast for me to ask.
Yeah, some desk people just be like tripping sometimes, honestly. I've had to deal with my fair share of those. Annoying. For me, since my school is like really small, the classes are gonna be like in person, but like they're gonna be practicing social distancing and shit and just all that kind of stuff. Like, oh, wear your mask, be clean, you know, stay away from each other, and just crap like that.
Don't be idiots.
Yeah, just don't be stupid and you'll be okay. You'll live. If you get corona, get the fuck out. That's basically it.
I get why, you know, the schools are reopening and stuff for younger kids, because I don't know, high schools and stuff are mostly going to do things online, I think, this year. Mm-hmm. Or for a good part of it. But I saw this meme of just people making fun of like kids going back to school, right? Mm-hmm. It was basically you know, the government, ha ha ha, kids, you know, young children have to go back to school, you know, and do their classes like normal. And then at the bottom it was like, kids when they cough, and it's that cat meme with the tongue out and looks like he's dying.
Oh my god.
Choking to death. I am 100% sure that those kids are just gonna cough just for the joke of it. Just to make fun of
it. Oh yeah, no. It's okay. You know, it's not just the kids. You know, some of us that are like old but still have childish mentalities may or may not do it at the grocery stores to like people to cut lines and stuff like that. Yeah. Not saying anyone in specific, you know, just some people do that, you know. I couldn't even imagine who does it, you know, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, right? Like at the start or maybe middle quarantine, because I didn't go outside for a good while because like my immune system is like a little like tad compromised.
Yeah.
But when I did go out, because I mean, I was going just fucking crazy staying inside all day.
Oh, no, definitely.
And when I go out, I had like my mask and stuff. And there was a lot of people on the sidewalk that just, like, obviously didn't take it seriously. Like, if I'm going to go a little further away from you to give you, like, space for social distancing, I was kind of expecting the same thing from the other person. Because there is only so much to the side I can lean to.
Yeah.
And there was, like, these old people, especially, that looked all angry and stuff. Like, there's a lot of people that, you know, moved as well, and they were fine, but a lot of them just kind of seemed entitled, and they had, like, that really bitchy expression.
Karens.
Glaring at me. Yeah, Karens, there you go.
Yeah, it's just some
just
Karens.
Just glaring at me, and whenever I saw somebody like that, I just, you know, you know, on the side, and then they would move faster than anybody else.
No, yeah, dude. That's even here in Texas too. People have just been like completely forgetting that there's like a whole virus going around. And just like, nah, we're chilling, you know, it's fine. We just some hand sanitizer and we're good. We can continue on your day. Because like I've seen it here, I said, like in take it for example, Florida. Like, yeah, I get it. There hasn't been like a lot of like cases over there because I don't know why. It's just, I guess you're just going lucky. But over there, everything's open, nothing's closed. Like they haven't really been doing like they don't really practice social distancing. And it's like, whoa, dude. It's like Did you guys just completely forget about like this whole thing? Like, what's going on here? It's like people just like completely forget that it exists, and it's like, huh? It's because of y'all idiots that we're all dying.
Because I mean, like, social distancing and quarantine was working for a good while, and so the cases were declining because either people were getting better or people were dying, which really sucks, but it happened, right? And then the quarantine got a little bit more breathing movement, and people started going out again as it got better. But I don't think people realize that there is still no vaccine for this or no way to get better unless your body fights it off by itself.
I
And now
don't.
that everybody's freaking out about, like, being indoors for so long and working from home and the economy is fucking up and all that shit, it's getting worse again because everybody's
See,
going outside.
yeah, it's weird because people be like, oh, no, people, when like they get what they want, but they don't want it. And then when they don't get what they don't want, they want it. Because it's like, people at first are always complaining, oh man, I'm working too much. I wish I could just stay at home and chill, you know, and just like, just be calm. Boom, you know, you got it. It took a whole virus to do it. But now you get to be at work from home and just chill at home. Boom, you get to watch Netflix while you work. All of a sudden, people hate it. Now,
See, Kim makes
they
me mad.
obviously haven't lived a gamer's life, you know?
But like, people just are just forgetting. Then, you know, I don't know. It's just weird. Cause like now, like I said, now when people are starting to go out, and you know, whenever it, like jobs go back to normal and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, now I miss staying at home. You know, dang, I wish quarantine would come back so I can go back home. And like, oh, I'm just chill at home because they miss it. But then whenever they go back home and quarantine goes back on again, they were like, oh, now I want to be back outside. And it's like, well, there's no winning here, huh?
Yeah, I don't know, my dude. I was gaming before, I'm gaming now. There's not really much of a difference,
Yeah,
except
me
now I
neither.
can't really go
It's
outside.
yeah, I didn't, it didn't impact me that much. I didn't go out that much anyways either,
Oh
so.
no, I don't have class. Look at that. That's like 8 more hours a day I can play Skyrim for.
Yeah, or just sleep, you know? What the heck? Who needs school, you know? It's fine. We're all just gonna work at McDonald's for the free food.
My God.
It's fine.
Getting on to the actual topic at hand, music.
Oof. Yes.
What kind of music do you
Music.
guys listen to?
Me, I listen to. I'm someone that likes to. I don't like to discriminate when it comes to music or anything at all. So I'll take a listen to whatever. I just need to like it. I'm what I like to call the Shazam listener, to where, since I don't know a lot of like music, I'll just have Shazam on the ready, so that I can, if I hear a song and I like it, I can just Shazam it, know what it's called, add it to my playlist, and there, boom, I have it. I'll listen to it for like 200 times until I get sick of it and I'll move to the next one. If I had to say, I would probably listen mainly to rock music. Well, firstly, like music from where I come from Puerto Rico, so Puerto Rican music, and then rock music, and then it would go to EDM music, electronic dance music. So yeah, those are like my three main like genres of music that I usually listen to. What about you guys?
You can go first.
Shit, I don't know. I've been listening to the same song for like 3 weeks now.
Weeks.
It's on
Which is?
repeat. I've been listening to fucking Grace from Louis Capaldi, but like, it's just, I don't know, I've been listening to it so much, I kind of forgot what the rest of the music I listen to is.
Yeah.
Let me go on my Spotify and see.
No, I
I don't know, dude.
mainly listen to, I mean, country, for one, and then any type of rock, whether that be garage, blues, classic. I'm mainly like the modern blues rock, and some alternative rock, and a bunch of the
Well, me too.
classics. Like, I know you and I, Mikey, are very familiar with, you know, like 3 days grace for one.
Oh yes.
Like, yeah. It might be pretty generic, but like they're quote a unquote, fucking good band.
From what I've told, quote unquote emo music, which I don't agree with, but sure.
Yeah.
You can call it whatever it was. I do right. It may be emo music. It's still good.
Yeah. My favorite right now, you know, it's not very well known about them, but they're called Blues Saraceno, and they're mainly popular for their like dark country or you know, different types of I don't know, like, yeah, so dark country is one of them where it seems like this modernized, very gritty feel to it. But I mainly listen to their album, see if I can find it, Garage Blues. And that's like my top shit. Like if you guys like want even like a little bit of a taste, just look up like Killin' Floor by Blues Saraceno or whatever. It's just a really good one. But mm-hmm. No, it's like holy, that's the kind of music that I like to play. My windows all rolled down while I'm in my car, and I just pull into my work like that's my, it's like my AC/DC from Iron Man, you know.
James is what we call a, you know, a country, not country boy.
Yes and no. Country, I don't know.
Not country boy, because it's a country boy that listens to rock music, which is weird, but you know, it's like a weird hybrid of like country but not country.
Yeah.
He's a country boy. Because for me, I want to learn how to play guitar, and since I like to rock, I like rock music. I want to learn how to play certain songs like on the guitar. For example, a song that I want to learn how to play is Lost in You by 3 Days Grace, so that whenever I like know someone, I meet someone that I care a lot about, I can play that song for them, because I feel like that song is like actually adorable as shit, and it's like amazing. So just to learn how to play rock music like that in the guitar, because I feel like it just sounds so good, and I feel like it would especially feel like really good to play it on guitar. But that's just me, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing guitar for about 5 years now, I think. I wish I could find the time to, you know, learn some new things. But you know, I would say I'm at least halfway decent with it. But
he's a busy man.
No, at the moment, what I mainly play now is. The guitar that I have is a Fender T-Bucket 300 CE, acoustic
yes,
electric.
Yes, I know what that means.
With a
definitely
with a sunburn finish on the front, looks amazing. But yeah,
that's
no, that
awesome.
And that was my first guitar that I ever got, and it was like, oh my god, I love it.
Oh my god,
still,
I love it.
Still hanging up there. But yeah.
Yeah, I still have my first guitar. I don't use it because it's all messed up, but I still have my first guitar.
I just get it restrung. I'm assuming it hasn't been used in a while, so the neck is probably bowed, which is the main thing that that happens to guitars. And when the neck is bowed, it could be like further back, or further forward. It's mainly, you know, the neck bends back, and you know, when you start picking, you know, closer to I don't know, like, I guess you could say the body of the guitar, when you get further down the fretboard, you start to hear a lot of buzzing, and that's kind of what messes up some of the strings, is when the neck is bowed. But
yeah, I don't know, I might have to get one later on in the future whenever I actually learn how to play it, that way I know I can handle having a guitar, and I can actually use it, because there's not much motivation to use the guitar you own if you don't know how to use it, because it's like, well, I'm just gonna be like randomly strumming at something, I don't know, you know, it's not music, so it doesn't sound good, so it's not appealing, so you're not really gonna feel motivated to use it. So
that makes sense. Like, I still have my first guitar. Like, I asked for like a musical instrument because it really like interested me, but I ended up not learning it.
Yeah, no, that's what happened to me.
And it really, really sucks. But, I mean, I kind of learned that I like listening to it more than I like I enjoy playing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. At first you're like, oh, I can do that. I can play that. I can learn how to do it. All of a sudden, no, I can't. Never mind.
Yeah.
Right.
I regret decisions. Ouch, my fingers.
So, like, I've been, I don't have the biggest hands either. It was really hard to get all the strings and stuff when I was trying to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very painful. I can't bend my wrist.
Yeah, you gotta create some rough calluses on your fingers and everything.
Well, it wasn't just the fingers. It's just I had to turn my wrist so much, it just ended up hurting that.
Yeah, you know, that still happens to me as well. You know, you definitely get into the positions and, like, you know, bar chords and stuff where yeah. You have to, you know, bend your wrist a lot and it really strains it. And, you know, I have to stretch your fingers all around the fretboard and everything. It's like, shit, dude, this is difficult.
Yeah, man. Do you have big hands, James? Do you have big Hammond?
I have average hands.
That's so small hands.
Yeah, big hands. It's not really that big of a problem for me. Ham fingers.
My physio, like, a couple days ago was like, you have really small hands. And, like, I thought that was kind of random and funny.
She's like, you have really small hands.
Look at my hands compared to your hands. And she was staring at it for, like, a good, like, 30 seconds or something like that. And she's like, oh my god. And she just walked away.
It's like, yeah, bye, thank you. I will take my hand, short hand, like my small hands with me now, sir.
Yeah. And she's awesome. She's been helping me a lot.
So let's see.
Speaking of, like, hands or whatever, Mikey, do you remember, I think you were there when I used to drink a lot more in the past. But,
Yeah, when you were going, like, dude, I have Jesus fingers.
Yeah, dude, they felt so fuzzy.
Dude, I have Jesus fingers.
Yeah, we were, like, playing Siege. We were, like, I was doing a drinking game. Like, every time I die, I'd, like, take a shot of, like, some tequila or some shit. And at a certain point, I just got so drunk, I'm like, dude, my fingertips, like, they're, like, so fuzzy. It's like I have Jesus fingers. Like, anything I touch is gonna turn to gold.
Jesus fingers, yeah.
You just put
your
hand in the bathtub, test the water, and turns into wine.
Yeah, dude. More alcohol, dude. That would be the shit. Oh my god.
No, yeah, but let's see. Because that happened to me too when I was drinking the other day. My friend at one point started giving me shots of water, and I was like, man, once you get drunk, vodka doesn't taste that bad, man. It's actually too nice. Little did I know, it was shots of water.
Did you know what kind of vodka you were drinking?
It was, the bottle was called Oregon Springs vodka. It was nice. Just, yeah, it was just like some like in-state whatever shit, mm-hmm. or, I don't know, something mm-hmm. like that.
Oh, you said, I already forgot what I was gonna say.
Sorry.
Fuck.
My bad.
No, I got distracted. I don't know. I saw something on the wall and.
Mm-hmm.
Now I lost my whole train of thought.
No, I'm back to alcohol because I like fucking
alcohol.
No, but like. Tub. If there's any vodka out there that you should probably try, Mikey, it's Pinnacle Cream. Vodka, and it's got like this vanilla like whipped cream type flavored vodka. It's really fucking good.
Oh, I remember what I was gonna
say. That in Malibu, if you like coconut, oh my god, it's coconut rum. It's very fucking good to take shots.
I have to try that at some point. I think Uni remember what you wanted to say. What's up, Uni?
I remember. I keep meeting people that's like and they start drinking and it tastes kind of like weird, and then as you get more and more drunk, it tastes better and better.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It does. Honestly, it does, because, yeah.
I never related to that, because, like, I mean, I take a sip, if I don't like it, then I really like I don't like it, right? But if it tastes okay, I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And as I get progressively more tipsy and more drunk, it just tastes worse and worse.
Yeah.
No, yeah. For me, what I don't like about like I could handle the vodka, it's just I don't like that whole like like strong like alcohol. Like because it feels like you're just drinking like straight up like rubbing alcohol. And it's like, ooh, and it's like
Bro, you
I
might
but at
as
the time
well
I
be.
didn't care. Yeah, at the time I didn't care. I was just like, nah, you know what? I'm doing this. It may
Yeah.
taste like shit, but I'm enjoying it. Fuck it. Plus I was drinking Coca-Cola right after every shot, so it
Okay,
made it
okay.
taste a So it made it taste a little bit better.
No,
Wait, I'm confused. You're talking about vodka, or your shots of water?
No, vodka. Cause like,
Okay.
no, cause I like, know, cause like this happened afterwards. Cause like, what happened? I was like waiting for my friend, and like we were just talking, and I was like, dude, yeah, I've never like, somehow the topic of like drinking came to hand, and I was like, no, yeah, I've never like. She was like, so you wait, you've never taken a shot before? And I'm like, no, I'm like this would be my first time. So we go to the kitchen and she gives me a shot of vodka and I'm like, oh, that's not that bad. I can do like 10 of these just fine.
No.
So I took like four of those. And she goes back into the room for a moment and I just like finished the bottle on my own. Because it was like almost, yeah. And then after that, I go like, dude, do you have another one? Because I was like, let's keep her going, shit. Do you have another bottle? And she goes like, yeah. So like she brings out another like little like she brings out another challenge. She was like, but this is your last one though. And apparently it was water, because she told me that the day after. Because I was like, yeah, this tastes. See, I'm telling you, this is nothing. This tastes good. And it just ended up being water.
Jesus Christ. Now
Yeah.
I have with me now, when I got back from Minnesota, I took Knob Creek bourbon back home,
Not
which is
Creek Bourbon.
100% proof, Kentucky straight bourbon. It's really good. I occasionally, no, I wouldn't say occasionally. I for the most part, almost all the time when I'm drinking, if it's whiskey, bourbon, or scotch, I'll mix it with like Coke. But I don't like just Coke. I'll do like a cherry Pepsi or a vanilla Coke. Just something more flavorful other than just, your standard soda. But I haven't really had Malibu in a long time. I've had vodka and orange juice, which is essentially a screwdriver, is what they call it.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I don't know, I just like to mix drinks a lot. Ooh, another thing I would really want to try is Malibu, the coconut rum, maybe a bit of Pinnacle Cream vodka in there, and like a pineapple drink. I could get the pineapple slushy from Taco Bell and mix it in with that.
Just a
That would be
Pornhub blast.
good. That would be fucking good.
No, yeah, dude, that's what. Dude, you mix your drinks, like, do you, like, drink it, like, you drink the shot and then you drink the other whatever it is? Or do you drink, mix
Yeah,
them
I mean
together and
it
then drink
really
it?
depends on what night. Like if I'm playing a game or having like a drinking game challenge or whatever, like every time I die or every time I lose, I'll take a shot. Like I'll do that. But if I'm just chilling, playing a game with some friends, I'll just have a mixed drink,
Hey, okay.
like Coke and whiskey and such. But no, like I think it was like a couple days ago. I was drinking a bit. It's on the Instagram. I was like I had to edit a bunch of clips for the future of the podcast or whatever, on the Instagram page anyway. And I'm like, dude, I'm listening to music. This isn't cutting it. I'm sitting out. I'm taking a drink. I don't give a shit. Like that's gonna help me.
Fuck it.
It's mellow me out a bit. It
Yeah.
was well. It was pretty good. But I definitely need to go out and get some more stuff like Malibu and whatnot. But
We all out here breaking the law.
Jesus
no,
Christ.
I'm illegal.
Hey, I'm legal in Canada. That's all that
Yeah,
matters.
Uni's the only one that's legal here, because
Right?
she lives in Canada, so she cooling.
I'm the
It's
only one
fine.
who's just
No,
chilling.
we record this podcast in Canada, and we all drank in Canada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's we just see.
All in Canada.
It's all
Although,
Canada made.
this one time, I mean, you talked about, the brush with the law. So, I don't know if I told anybody this, but sometime I went to my cousin's wedding, and it was in North Carolina or South Carolina, one of the Carolinas in the US. And I was maybe, 18, 19. Very much not legal for the US. But I thought it was pretty funny. I forgot that I wasn't legal, and my family kind of reminded me that I can't drink at the wedding, right? And I was like, ah, shit, well, that sucks. So me and my cousin, who was also legal in Canada, not legal in the US, we were just chilling. So my aunt, her mother, came up to us and she was like, if you guys want drinks, I can go to the bar for you guys. And we're like, fuck yeah. So she went to get us some drinks and she did that like a couple times during the night, right? And like it wasn't any problem for us because it's not really any different that we would do at home, right? It was just as usual. But you see, the thing is that I kind of underestimated how old I looked like versus how old I really was. I had gotten this really nice, voluptuous dress. The
Voluptuous, that's a new one.
I had a cleavage going down near my belly button.
Oh
That's how
jeez,
voluptuous
what the fuck? Okay. This is like really off topic, but
that was. No, but just the context.
whoa.
Okay, and I was sitting at the table, and I mean, I don't drink that much, but it's a wedding. I wanted to have fun. Never had champagne before, and I was at the
Oh
table,
God.
and it was me, my younger step siblings, my stepmother, my dad, one of my uncles, his wife, and his kids, right? His eldest is a party child, right? That's how I know her as. That's how all the other cousins know her as. That's not how the adults know her as. She really wanted that champagne and those drinks, but she was like 15 and she looked like 12. And my aunt just didn't want to get her drinks because she wasn't 18 yet, like, is legal in Canada. And anyways, so the waiter, when it was time to, do the champagne and the toast and all that stuff, came up to my dad, gave him the champagne, my stepmom, champagne, came up to me, looked at my cleavage the entire time he was pouring my drink. Looked at my cousin, was about to give her the champagne and went, wait a second, and then just passed her and went off on his way.
My
The death
God.
glare that she gave me. It's insane.
What are you
But
doing, boy?
yeah, I still have that dress. It's a great dress. I'm never wearing it again in public, but it's a great dress.
Uni out here seducing people, bro.
Hey,
Trust fund.
now I know what I can wear when I go into bars in the US.
You
Free drinks
gotta.
all around.
Yeah, there
Yeah,
you go.
honestly, yeah. Are you
This is
legal now in the US?
This really got dark.
Are you legal now in the US?
No, I'm not.
Oh, fuck. How old are you? Like 19 or 20?
I'm 20.
Oh, okay, so we're all, yeah. So yeah, just one more year off, dude. I'm like, same here. I think James is just one more year from being
No,
21,
it's
right,
time
James?
to
As
address.
far as the audience is concerned, I'm legal to drink, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Whiskey,
Well,
do you
me.
want my dress? We
Well.
can stuff.
I think James would be able to pull that off. I'm pretty sure he would.
Yeah, with like toilet
My
paper and padded
God.
bra.
Jesus. Get a couple coconuts up there, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, he's just a little bit hairy, okay? It's just a medical condition. It's not that big a deal.
Jesus.
Bro, dude, yeah, that's amazing. It's okay. Hey, bro, you know, some people say that drinking is bad, but I don't think it is. It just depends on how you use it and where you use it and, you know, on what you do with it. Because there are some people that can use it for bad stuff. But it can be like a fun thing to do if you know how to handle, if you can handle it, and if you do it correctly, you know.
Like which the sucks. Alcohol or the dress?
No, both. Fuck, both.
Both.
Yeah, both. Both, because I'm pretty sure you can get quite a bit from that dress too. Just be I'm telling you.
I simply used assets I didn't know I had.
So yeah, it's okay. I tell everyone I'd be evil as a girl. I'd probably use all the power in me just to like get what I want. I can't even lie.
Oh Jesus!
I'd be evil, especially on PlayStation. Ooh, I'd be evil.
Oof, that's my dude. Yeah, no, that was like the first time I went to a wedding, and I usually wear like sweatpants and like a baggy shirt or a hoodie or something, and. I mean, dino slippers. Y'all saw that. My dino slippers.
The dino slippers.
I couldn't give more of a shit. But that's a wedding, a special occasion. I got makeup on. Okay, I did my hair. I got the dress on. I shaved every inch of my body. I was ready. Okay. And then I ended up, like, getting too drunk. Losing a shoe. Tripping over the other in a grate on the floor. And okay. I don't remember half the night, but it was fun.
Jesus.
I don't remember half the night.
Goodness. I don't think anybody else had shoes on after a while. Like, even my cousin that, you know, the one that was getting married, the bride.
Yeah.
I went up to her and I was asking, you know, like, how she was finding her day and, you know, if she was having fun. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm having so much fun. And then she looked at my heels and she was like, oh, dear God, why did you wear heels? Today you're gonna be dancing and everything, and I was like, I know, I don't know why. And she was like, you want to know what I'm wearing? And she was whispering and everything, and I was like, sure. And she lifted up like her massive dress, and she was wearing slippers the entire reception.
Dang.
She was wearing slippers.
Amazing.
Her dress
dude.
Was just big enough not to see her feet. She was just wearing slippers, just chilling.
Just
when you're
chilling,
too
bro.
Lazy to like put on some actual shoes, but you're just the dress will suffice, but slippers.
But no, the one
speaking of slippers, you have fucking dino slippers and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no.
Bruh.
If you want to see them, go on the Instagram.
I don't think I posted them on the Instagram.
Me and James have come to the conclusion that real men wear puppy slippers.
Damn.
Yeah, no, okay, so this fucking guy, right? Okay, so he had in the past gotten this account banned for whatever reason. We won't go too deep into that, but he needed to use my account as like a backup or something. So me and him currently share this account, and he can go on my account. And he changed my bio, by the way, to a bunch of shit.
I still have it here. I can still.
Yeah, read off. So you're not. Hang on. No. Hang on. Let me.
I can find it.
I got it. I don't, but I will find it.
I can find it too.
But no, one of the things that he wrote on my profile was "real men wear puppy slippers." And I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, yeah. So yeah, real men wear puppy slippers. And, you know, my job at Champion Chevrolet, he changed it to Champion of All Furries, sponsored of Hooters, and 300-hour Monty Mane is what it's supposed to say. It says 300-hour Masturbator. So, I had the pleasure, because, like, yeah, I didn't notice that until I went into, like, community parties, right? And somebody mentioned to me, he's like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with your profile? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, what the fuck, dude? And I'm looking at my profile, I'm like, that motherfucker. That motherfucker changed my shit. Sure enough, he did, but...
You forgot that one of the parts is sponsored of the Hooters and the KKK.
Okay, well, that's, you know, see, now that's going to get taken out of context, and then it's going to be mentioned that I'm apparently some racist.
No, it's fine. Disclaimer, he's not racist.
Because you know shit's always taken out of context nowadays, but...
Disclaimer, he's not racist. I just put it there because it's funny, you know? It's just pure comedy, you know? Because it was funny. Did you expect to wake up and see in your bio that you were champion of all furries?
No, that's a first.
Exactly, so, you know.
Come on, dude, it's an achievement. You don't have to be ashamed of it.
Yeah, I told him, like, it's okay to be, like, a furry, James. Like, people accept you nowadays. Sorta. Not completely.
Sorta.
But, yeah, you might get a bat to the head a couple of times here and there, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I still stand by my real men wear puppy slippers.
Oh my god. I was looking up men's puppy slippers that day. And then they were going off for a pretty good price at like $35.
I would buy some and wear them in my dorms. I would.
Yeah.
Just walk out to the kitchen and just like wearing puppy slippers. People look at me like, dude, what the heck? I'm like, what? My puppy slippers.
No, dino slippers, best slippers.
Puppy slippers.
It's fine. I'll combine them. One dino. Feet.
You know, fuck that. I'm gonna make a post. I'm gonna make a post on Instagram sometime, and ask people which they would prefer: puppy slippers or dino slippers.
Not yet. Or just, you know what? Just be crazy with it. Just one foot have a dino slipper and the other have a puppy slipper in the other. You know?
Yeah. There you go.
Dinosaurs that had
dino-pee slippers.
Like, no, you know, because dinosaurs when they're babies, they can be puppies too. You know, you can just call them puppies. Puppy dinosaur.
No.
Puppy dinosaur.
Yeah. What do you mean?
What is the name of a baby? Or is it just baby dinosaur?
Just the puppy dinosaur.
I don't know.
The puppy. Puppy dinosaur. Puppy dinosaur. I'm going with it. I don't. Yeah.
I think we're actually getting pretty close to wrapping up this episode.
Oh yeah, we've been on here about an hour.
Yeah, but I think Mikey, I think the moral of your story, that you said at the beginning, was
don't go out for walks. Just stay inside.
Yeah, just stay inside.
Just don't
go with the shutdown, bro.
Yeah, just go. Yeah, just go with the quarantine, basically. Yeah. Get drunk inside and just don't walk out your house. It's fine.
If you're drunk and go take a walk, you might get hit by a car and land up in jail. But that's fine.
Jesus Christ.
You know, if you do land up in jail, maybe you can, persuade some of the officers to give you, to get you on Spotify, and maybe you can listen to our podcast there, and you can share with everybody in your cell that, hey, yes. we're out here doing podcasts about random bullshit. But... thank you all so much for listening, and we shall see you in the next one. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.